Hey everyone. Welcome back to another deep dive stock analysis. Today we're breaking down Interactive Brokers, the sophisticated electronic brokerage that's been quietly building serious momentum in the financial services space. Interactive Brokers has carved out a strong position as a technology-driven platform serving both retail and institutional clients worldwide. With trading activity surging and interest income staying resilient, the stock has caught plenty of attention lately. Let's unpack what the numbers and the business tell us about its long-term potential. Founded back in 1977 and headquartered in Greenwich, Connecticut, Interactive Brokers operates one of the most advanced electronic trading platforms in the industry. Under CEO Milan Galik, the company serves millions of clients across the U.S. and internationally through cutting-edge exchanges and market access tools. With just over 3,000 full-time employees and a market cap north of $155 billion, it's a lean but powerful player in the investment and banking services sector. The business model centers on low-cost, high-volume trading execution combined with margin lending and other services that generate steady revenue even when markets are choppy. Revenue segmentation shows a clear picture of diversification and growth. In the most recent fiscal year, commissions led the way at roughly $2.15 billion, while other categories like market data fees, risk exposure fees, and payments for order flow added smaller but meaningful contributions. Geographically, the U.S. market accounted for about $4.32 billion in revenue, with non-U.S. regions contributing another $1.88 billion. That split highlights both the core domestic strength and the expanding global footprint, which should continue supporting top-line growth as international trading volumes rise. Earnings results have been impressive across the board. Revenue climbed from $7.79 billion in 2023 to $9.32 billion in 2024, and then to over $10.23 billion in 2025, while net income more than kept pace, moving from $600 million to $755 million, and then to $984 million. Diluted EPS followed the same upward trajectory, reaching around $2 in the latest year. The consistent expansion in both top and bottom lines reflects strong operating leverage and the benefits of scale in a high-volume brokerage model. On the earnings call, management highlighted record net revenue driven by higher trading activity and continued growth in net interest income. They pointed to a 53% year-over-year jump in daily average revenue trades and noted that customer accounts keep climbing. The tone was confident, with emphasis on technology investments and product expansion to stay ahead of competitors. Executives also underscored resilience in commissions, which hit a new high of $613 million in one recent quarter, fueled by broad-based increases in stock and options trading volumes. Looking at the balance sheet and cash flows, total assets reached $203 billion in the latest year, supported by strong client deposits and liquid positions. Operating cash flow came in at a robust $15.8 billion, producing free cash flow of roughly $15.7 billion after modest capital expenditures. Key ratios like return on equity near 20% and a very high current ratio reflect solid financial health and efficient capital management, even as the company carries a sizable debt-to-equity position typical for brokerages that facilitate margin lending. On valuation, the current price sits around $90, but our market snap model puts fair value somewhere in the low $60 range. That suggests the stock is trading at a premium to what the forward earnings trajectory and growth assumptions support. Of course, changing assumptions around growth rates or discount factors can shift that estimate quite a bit. If you disagree with the inputs, plug in your own numbers on our intrinsic value calculator at marketsnap.com to see how the outcome moves. Strengths include diversified revenue streams across products and regions, plus a technology edge that supports high trading volumes. Weaknesses center on heavy reliance on trading activity and net interest income, which can swing with market conditions. Opportunities lie in further international expansion and new product offerings, while threats include regulatory changes, competition from larger platforms, and potential compression in interest rate-driven revenue if policy shifts occur. Recent performance shows the stock up over 52% in the past year and nearly 484% over 5 years, significantly outpacing the broader sector. Shorter-term moves include a 10.8% gain over 3 months, though the last month and week saw some pullback of roughly 5 to 6%. The momentum remains constructive overall, especially as client DARTs continue climbing, and analysts have recently upgraded the name to strong buy. Wrapping up, Interactive Brokers looks like a high-quality operator with durable competitive advantages and strong earnings momentum, but the current valuation leaves limited margin of safety. Long-term investors may want to watch for better entry points or clearer evidence that growth can sustain at these multiples. Thanks for watching. Drop your thoughts in the comments, and we'll see you in the next one.